Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is developing skills for critical thinking in support of the problem-solving competency. Critical thinking is a set of skills that enables a person to evaluate information and to make decisions based on their understanding of the evidence, rather than an impulsive emotional response. The ability to think critically is in high demand, with benefits at both work and outside the office. This requires us to slow down for a moment and evaluate information objectively to draw more rational conclusions. This does not mean ignoring emotions, but acknowledging them without getting swept up by them. Critical thinking starts with engaging with something new or unexpected, for example, a new piece of information, or a new assignment or problem at work. Today, this can also happen when viewing social media, watching the news, or talking with a colleague. Anywhere that you hear or learn of something for the first time or in a new way. Anytime we find ourselves in new situations that require us to respond or to make a decision, these are opportunities to engage in critical thinking. Let's talk about six steps you can take to improve your critical thinking. The first step is observation. This is not to be confused with the ability to just see. Rather, it is being aware of what is going on around you and interpreting the information that is coming to you through your five senses. When entering a room where others are gathered, like a meeting room or in small groups, such as during a break at a conference, take a moment and observe what is going on. Observe who is engaging with each other. Does anyone seem to be avoiding anyone else? What are the facial expressions and body language of those around you saying? And is there an emotional charge to the room? Excitement, dread, or possibly joy. When you are reading the room, you can pick up on cues as to what may be influencing others around you. The next time you enter a room, take a moment to observe what is already happening there. It often provides the needed understanding to predict potential problems and solutions. The second skill is asking questions. It is gathering, assessing, and interpreting data, information, and research. And then questioning what you have found. What is this information saying, and what does it mean? Is this accurate, or could it be fake? How can this be proven or disproven? Can you find an example where this does not hold up? How will this change things, and what impact will it have? With critical thinking, you also need to question the source of information. Is this source reliable or honest? Has this source been wrong before, and if so, about what? Do you trust this source? And if so, why? Is this firsthand knowledge, or has it been filtered through others? Has this data been peer-reviewed, and can the results be repeated? Questioning information and its source does slow down decision-making for the sake of accuracy, but it helps to prevent missteps or making a decision with a knee-jerk reaction. When engaging with another person, ask open-ended questions. Open-ended questions spur on further conversation and exploration of ideas and can provide insight into the thought process behind what the other person is saying. The third skill is making connections between new ideas and your existing knowledge base. These connections are what enable you to draw conclusions about what is going on in this new situation based on personal knowledge and subject matter expertise combined with new information. It is the ability to connect the dots that others who do not have your expertise or experience may not be able to even see. All of us have our own unique experiences and knowledge, which gives us our perspectives. Critical thinking involves engaging our perspective to make new experiences and ideas make sense, and to answer the question, so what does it all mean? The fourth skill for critical thinking is self-awareness. When developing your self-awareness, it is important to recognize your perspective as well as to analyze how it impacts your interpretation of new information. Take time to self-reflect and to become aware of your own personal goals, strengths, weaknesses, values, and biases, and get to know them without judging them. Then examine how they impact your interpretation of events and new ideas that you engage with, and decide if your perspective is still supporting you moving forward or holding you back by creating a blind spot. Developing self-awareness is not about living free of bias, but rather being aware of your own biases so as not to be blinded by them in order to make evidence-based decisions. The fifth skill is having a growth mindset, which is the belief that you can continue to learn and grow throughout your life, adopting new understandings of the world and everything in it. The opposite of this is having a fixed mindset, believing that you already know all you are capable of understanding. A fixed mindset leads to blind acceptance or immediate dismissal of any new idea or experience that you encounter based on what you already know. A growth mindset is grounded in curiosity. It is seeking to learn and understand the world in new and interesting ways without limit. To be a critical thinker, hone your curiosity. Take up a new hobby, or read broadly to expose yourself to new ideas or ways of thinking. This will expand and deepen your personal experience and expertise. When you experience setbacks or failures, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Being open to new ideas and learning also enables you to evolve and grow your own understanding and knowledge. It deepens your personal experience and knowledge base and expands your own perspective. The sixth skill is active listening, which involves giving our undivided attention to the other person and listening to truly understand what they are trying to convey to us. Active listening is not only listening to what is being said, but also paying attention to how something is being said. Pay attention to volume, tone, pace, word choice, as well as nonverbal cues such as facial expressions, eye contact, and body language. When you are actively listening, you are not preparing your response or waiting for your turn to speak, but are totally focused on understanding the other person. To do this, do not interrupt or rebut what you hear, and ask questions only to better understand. Paraphrase what you hear. This lets the other person know that it's important to you to understand them, as well as ensures that you understand the situation correctly. Active listening is a skill that enables you to connect with another person on a deeper level because you are focused on them. It provides insight not only on what you hear, but also the thinking behind it. Critical thinking is a set of interconnected skills. Observing, questioning, connecting ideas, developing self-awareness, maintaining a growth mindset, and actively listening. These skills work together to help us make sense of what is going on around us and in the world. When we engage these skills, we heighten our awareness of the world around us, as well as our own internal processes as we engage in new experiences and ideas. Critical thinking helps us to make better evidence-based rational decisions rather than following emotionally driven reactions or being trapped in old patterns of thinking. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil.